you guys came down with the decision today after meeting to decide to not bring back the extracurriculars. Maybe for starters, you could just outline the reasoning or the thought process behind that.
We said that we would revisit our advice concerning participation in voluntary extracurriculars by March the 1st. We did that. Our provincial executive had a lengthy discussion, took a lot of factors into consideration. We had a town hall conference call with our local presidents from across the province. And, you know, the discussions with the current government under Premier Wynne have been very positive. They've been constructive discussions, a constructive, positive dialogue. There's a lot of goodwill on both sides of the table, but we haven't as of yet been able to land on concrete solutions or concrete answers, real actions to those concerns and issues that we've been discussing. And so because of that, we're not, as of today, in a position to change our advice to our members.
So then, I guess the question is, what will it take for the for this to change? I mean, what kind of stuff would you guys need to see happen to bring the extracurriculars back?
Yeah, we need some real solutions, concrete answers to the issues that are outstanding. You know, our members have been through a great deal over the last year, and they want to see, they've had their contracts stripped, terms and conditions imposed on them, and we're now in a position where we're having positive discussions, and our members have said what they need to see is concrete resolutions to those problems, and that's what we're going to focus our attention on with this government, and hopefully we can do that, find solutions and get through this situation together sooner rather than later.
Are you able to talk about what those things are specifically?
No, I've said consistently I'm not going to bargain in for over a year that I'm not going to bargain in the media, and that's more so now because there is a great deal of respect on the other side of the table. I have respect for the individuals who are representing the government, and we need to together focus our attention at that table and not in the media.
Sam, you know, we over the last few hours have gotten plenty of calls into the newsroom from people who are both supportive and not supportive of this action, parents, some students and stuff like that, very upset by it. And they've been pretty harsh in their comments and the things that they're saying about teachers. Terms like spoiled brats have been thrown out, terms like, you know, you're using the students, or how dare you use the students. And I guess this is leading to my question of, what do you have to say to parents and to students who are clearly very frustrated and in some instances at the end of their rope with this whole situation?
Well, I, as I've said consistently to parents and students, what we are doing, what we are trying to focus on now is to find solutions to concerns and problems, and we want to do that as quickly as possible. And I say to people, you know, never forget that our members are making individual decisions about activities that they are providing on a voluntary basis on their own time throughout their responsibilities. So we want to focus our attention, we want to find solutions, and we want to get through this together with the government as quickly as we can.
You spoke about trying to find solutions. Is there any type of solution that can be found working with parents to even bring part of these extracurriculars back, or is that not even an option at this point?
Well, the solutions right now, quite frankly, have to be found through the discussions that we're engaged in with representatives of the government.
Okay. And I just wanted to ask you about one other thing, if I may. It's not directly related to this, but there is an article about that I was reading about the new headquarters you guys are building.
Right.
And it's gotten a lot of backlash from both the Canadian Taxpayers Federation and the opposition at Queen's Park. And I just wanted to know if you had any sort of response to that.
Well, we are building a new building in downtown Toronto. That building and the funds provided to construct that building have gone through our very democratic, transparent process moving forward. That we're very proud of that building, quite frankly, and our members are. It's going to be a platinum LEED building. It's going to set a standard, quite frankly, in Ontario and North America. So I have no hesitation in saying that it is a worthwhile venture for us and for our members for many years to come.
Are you able to talk about what the actual dollar amount is of how much it's going to cost?
No, I wouldn't do that because I don't have that in front of me. And I sincerely, off the top of my head, I wouldn't want to misquote anything.
And just so you know, we're actually going to end up being neighbors because we're right around the corner from where it is. We're on the corner of Bloor and Jarvis.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr.
Okay.
I know it's been a busy day, and we appreciate you taking a few moments to talk about the issues.
No, my pleasure.
Thanks very
Thanks.
Much.
Thanks.